It is guest time. This is the first chat this year with Brentwood Council. I'm joined on the line by leader of Brentwood Council, Chris Hossack. So happy new year to you, Chris.
And a happy new year to you as well, Michelle.
Good. Did you have a good Christmas?
We did, but I think like a lot of people, we had one of our family members had COVID, so it made it a quieter one.
Yeah.
But actually, you know what? It's quite nice because it was much more relaxing. So we didn't have to do all the things we planned to do, but it was still a nice Christmas, nice family Christmas, yeah.
Excellent news. Now, let's move on to the High Street Conference, which is taking place on the 11th of January.
Yes, so this is next Tuesday, and as it stands, because obviously things can change in this current thing, we just talked briefly about the virus there, but as it stands, and I think we will be okay for it, Tuesday evening, 7 o'clock, Brentwood Theatre, we're holding this. I want to do it in person rather than remotely. We've all got fed up with remote stuff, frankly. And to talk about high streets, so Brentwood, Shenfield, Ingatestone, i.e. our town centres, really. It's good to get together and do that because we can have a really good discussion and debate and get some really good contributions about it. And the whole reason for doing this is twofold. I mean, it's been planned for a long time, since at least we acquired the Baytree Centre last year. And I've said all along, buying it is one thing. What are you going to do with it next is quite something else. So we're now in a position to start sharing. There's been one of my colleagues, Rich, has been doing a lot of background work with all sorts of potential people who want to come and invest and be part of and be tenants of the Baytree Centre. So there's a lot to share about that. It will include some regeneration and, you know, we want to share some visuals and concepts. So a really positive story about the Baytree Centre. But of course, what happened since that, we've had a couple of, let's be honest, negative headlines. We had that tragic murder of two teenage boys in the town centre about 2 months ago. And what I want to do is just encourage people that, you know, yeah, we've had a couple of negative headlines, but Brentwood on the whole is a very nice town and a very safe place to be. But there are some local issues, and we'll talk about the parking in a bit, I know, but there are some local issues in the town centre that, frankly, some people have found it off-putting. So we need to talk about some of the issues around antisocial behaviour, parking. We need to deal with those head-on. We need to talk about what we've got plans to do and what we have done about it. But then beyond that, we need to talk about the future of Brentwood and be optimistic and upbeat about things we can do differently. So it's going to be a real... A conference, if you like, of two halves. Let's talk about, frankly, about the issues and let's talk about solutions, but then let's not talk about solutions to problems. Let's actually build on it and let's make Brentwood a great place to live and enjoy, particularly in our high streets.
And that's so open to anybody, is it, Chris? It's open to anyone.
So are you coming, Michelle, by the way?
I don't know. I haven't thought
You're
about
invited.
It.
You're warmly you. Invited. Let me try and see here in front of... Look, here's the best way to do it. There is an Eventbrite event, and I know when you read these things out on air, it's always a bit difficult to follow because it's so blooming long-winded. But if I said to you, https://brentwood-shenfield-ingatestone-high-streets.eventbrite.co.uk, you can subscribe via Eventbrite. We've got quite a good number of public coming already. But an easier, more snappy one to remember is business@brentwood.gov.uk if you want to email.
Yeah,
but it's been promoted, I think, in the press this week, in the Gazette. So, yeah, we've got limited space. We've only got 100 seats in the theatre. We don't want to sardine everybody in because of the ongoing Omicron thing.
Yeah.
But we do have an ambition to hold it physically, have a really good discussion about issues, an honest and frank one, but have a really, frankly, exciting conversation about the future of Brentwood. And what's coming down the line, because I'm really optimistic and I want people to feel and share that optimism as well.
Talking about being optimistic, there could be some new business grants coming, and I think you're waiting to hear from central government on that, aren't you?
We are, because obviously Omicron has had a bit of an impact. I'm really pleased, actually, and I'll say this, that the English government didn't, or the UK government, but for England, didn't go down the same route as some of the other areas of the UK did, and they've held off on locking down because they know how damaging it is, particularly over Christmas. And I think it looks like we could be coming out the other side of this blooming Omicron thing, but nonetheless it has had a disruptive element to it. So there are some new grants we're anticipating. We don't have the details, but as soon as we have the details and the funding's available, we'll start to go out to our business community and say, look, there's some discretionary grant money available to you. So that's coming down the line. But just as ever, we're waiting for a little bit of confirmation from central government as to what that will look like.
Click It Local scheme has been very successful, which is enabling people to shop a variety of shops on the high street. And they've got some really good discounts at the moment, haven't they?
They have. So, you know, Click It Local was always about, to me, I always describe it as local Amazon. You know, so many people have switched to online shopping. And the big conglomerates like Amazon, like Sainsbury's, like Ocado, they've got it sewn up, and people find it so easy to order online, get it delivered to your door. But where does that leave our independent retailers? Yeah, so Click It Local is about creating an online marketplace for the independent retailers. And there's a couple of incentives. One is if you're a first-time user of it, you get £5 off your first purchase. And I've used it. It's great. It's really easy to use. You can go on. It's like Amazon. You can see the products. You can see you're buying off a local business, and they deliver it to your door. But as you say, beyond that, some of the local businesses that are signed up, I'll mention a couple of them, Greenhouse, Le Palm, Patrick Green Hardware in Ingate Stone, the Olive Tree in Brentwood. They're offering 40% discounts on online purchases through Click It Local. Mm. So that's a really, really good incentive. So the message as ever is, if you're buying online, you don't want to go to the shops, but you still want to support your local businesses in Brentwood and Ingate Stone and Shenfield, www.clickitlocal.co.uk/Brentwood. And yeah, some great offers there from those businesses.
And you can shop at loads of different businesses. It isn't just the one shop. That's the great thing about it.
The strength of it is in the breadth of businesses that are signed up and the amount of, therefore, products, produce, etc. you can buy online through Click It Local, all being sourced locally.
Yep.
And so I'd encourage people to use it.
Now, Ingate Stone and Fryning Neighbourhood Plan Consultation. Tell us about this.
Yeah, so this is something that the Parish Council, Parish Council have instigated. We saw it at a council meeting the other week. It's a really comprehensive plan. But not just producing a plan, as ever with all these things, there's a consultation required to get the public to engage into the plan proposals and, shape them a little bit. So the consultation opened on the 16th of December, and it will run for 8 weeks, so roughly into early part of February. Again, I think probably if I start reading out a load of the way people can get involved, it's going to be really tedious because these web domain longs are even longer and more boring than the one I read out a minute ago. So I think what I'll do, Michelle, if I give them to you separately, perhaps you might be able to put them on Phoenix FM's website. Yep. But I will say this. If you go into the Brentwood Council offices or Ingate Stone Library, because it's an Ingate Stone and Fryning local neighbourhood plan, or Ingate Stone and Fryning Parish Council offices, you can pick up copies of the actual documents in those locations. Mm. So there's lots of ways to get involved, but I just wanted to promote that. But I'll give you the details after. The other one where people want to find out more, which is quite snappy, is, of course, they can phone the Town Hall on 312 500, or they can email planning.policy@brentwood.gov.uk. But that's a great... It's a great move by Ingate Stone and Fryning Parish Council, because it's a hell of a job to do it, and they've come up with a really good starter document, but we just need to now support them through the prescribed process, and that includes a consultation period. So I'd encourage people to get involved, particularly if you live in that community.
Looking back last year, there was lots of different events. We didn't have Brentwood lighting up, but there was loads of little events that happened throughout last year, and which I think were really, really successful. And we're moving forward, obviously, into 2022. So you've got some news about some events that might be happening this year? Fingers crossed.
Yeah, you're right, Michelle. I think, you know, obviously, as people would accept, our whole event programme was massively disrupted over the last 2 years now. But we did, I think the buzzword is pivot, and move the whole thing, a lot of stuff online that were really successful. We did Facebook Live events, and the team in the community services team really adapted fantastically well to keep some community stuff going online if we couldn't get together. But actually, as we came towards the end of last year now, and up to Christmas, we were able to do a lot more physical stuff. And in actual fact, we did more than 12 events in the run up to Christmas.
Yeah.
And people will remember things like, you know, the elves around the high streets and all sorts of Father Christmas events and Punch and Judy and a whole load of things we did. So there was lots that we did. And of course, what we're really hopeful, and it's about that optimism again, isn't it, at the beginning of the year, Omicron was a bit of a, what the hell's this scary thing called now? But it seems like it's fading. I'm hopeful it's fading. The vaccination program continues to run well. A lot of people are getting boosted. By the way, I'll just add this brackets. The people we're finding that are in hospital, about 90% of them have not had their vaccinations. So there's a lesson there, I think. Mm. So if we all want to be geared up for a really exciting 2022, then I think we're in a good place to do it with you know, vaccine program progressing and hopefully the demise of this blooming virus.
Yeah.
But as we go into that, you know, things that we've not been able to do for 2 years, for example, the Strawberry Fair on Shenfield Common, we want to do that on the 18th of June this year. And the plan is that we will. I hope we have great weather. And of course, doing that in the concept this year of the Queen's Platinum Jubilee, 70 years on the throne, then actually I received a mail from central government yesterday. There's a whole range of things they want to plan. They want to encourage street parties and all sorts of stuff. So actually, from an events perspective, this is a good year in the light of Her Majesty's 70th year on the throne to actually really have some good outdoor events, and we'll adapt our Strawberry Fair along those lines. So yeah, we've still got a plan to get people together. It's all about community, and community doesn't exist unless you can physically get together.
Yeah.
You know, we've all got these Facebook communities and stuff like that, but you can't beat physically getting together and having a warm beer on a hot day.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah, I think people appreciate even more getting together after what everyone's been through for the last 2 years, and how important it is to see people face to face without the face mask on. Illegal parking has been an issue for some time. It looks like it might be resolved, and aesthetically pleasing as well. Tell us about it.
Well, I don't know. Who gave you that script? That sounded lovely.
It was lovely. I wrote that myself.
Well, okay, so this is interesting. All right, so I'll just give a bit of background. Look, there are a lot of inconsiderate people who are parking all over the pavements in the high street, yeah? People write to me and even send me photos of the way people have parked four wheels on the pavement. You've had people walking up the pavement, you know, innocently up the high street, and a car's bumped on behind them, and like, blooming heck, nearly run me over, and all this sort of stuff going on.
Mm.
And then people write to me with all of these complaints and say, you know, you need to get out there and issue parking tickets. Well, we'd issued 360 penalty charge notices in November in the high street and the surrounding town centre streets for illegal parking. Our enforcement officers, the parking enforcement people, are issuing more tickets in Brentwood town centre than anywhere else in Essex, even to the extent that we've drafted in support from Chelmsford to dish out as many tickets as possible. Now, clearly, everyone in Brentwood, or the people that are doing this, have got so much cash that are parking ticket doesn't put them off. I can't believe that you can issue so many tickets and still have a problem.
Yeah.
So this was the background. So what we've been working on for a while is trying to actually get some physical barriers, which we've done. So along about a 50-metre stretch of the high street down the sort of Domino's and the Nando's end of it, we've put these long planters with nice flowers in, and it just stops people physically getting up on the pavement, and therefore it protects the pedestrians on the pavement. I'll add a PS. They are planters. They grow plants. They're not bins.
Yeah.
They're not a place to put your empty wine glass when you've had a drink, which I've started to see. We will clean them out every day, but I do wish people would respect them, because we've put them for a place that they could be aesthetically pleasing. That's why I laughed when you said that, Michelle. Ideally, yes. But when people start to use them as an impromptu bin, you're kind of spoiling the objective, really. So I'd encourage people not to do that. So we've done it. It's a pilot. You know, I think it's a difficult one, because it goes back to the whole pandemic and the online thing we talked about. So many people order food online.
Mm.
You know, the Brentwood problem, this is a global thing now. You know, the amount of home food delivery, people getting takeaways delivered, the advent of Uber Eats and all of these Just Eat and all these delivery people, means that much more than ever. You never would have seen this 5 years ago on the high street, but we've got little Nissan Micras bumping up, chucking a load of Peters in the boot and then whizzing off all around Brentwood to deliver.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of this pavement activity happening, and we need to try and fix that. And probably needs it does need a more strategic approach to it, because the world is changing and deliveries from the high street are a new phenomenon. But it doesn't help when people are on the pavement, when we should be actually just walking safely on the pavements and not use them as impromptu car parks. So anyway, I've rambled a bit there, but that's what we've done. If it's a success, and it looks like it is, then subject to funding, we'll hopefully try and protect the rest of the high street in an aesthetically pleasing way.
You've not got over that, have you?
I love it. I love the word aesthetic. Word of the day.
I did. You know what? When I wrote it out this morning, because that's what I do when I write all the questions I'm going to put to you, I was writing it out and I thought, am I going to be able to say that correctly? Because you know what I'm like with getting my words out sometimes? It's not good. But I didn't do too badly. Now, moving on to the last.
It's one of those words you've got to hold your front teeth as you say it, just in case.
Yeah, in case they fall out. There's a tree planting scheme at Hutton Country Park.
Well, let's just dial that back a little bit. There is a range of land areas that Brentwood Council own that we want to plant trees on during the course of this year and into next year. And actually, I'll go back to the Queen's Diamond Platinum Jubilee again, because actually one of the initiatives that's come out of the Queen's Lieutenancy Office is that there's something called the Queen's Green Canopy, and it's about saying, you know, everyone knows we've got this climate change issue. Everyone knows that planting trees can help absorb carbon. So actually, why don't we do that in the year of Her Majesty's 70th anniversary of being on the throne and plant a load of trees to commemorate that? And it's called the Queen's Green Canopy. So we want to do a lot of planting under that scheme. But irrespective, we've got plans to plant anyway. So we've got a plan that we're pulling together. We know some of the areas that we've talked about. One of them is Hutton Country Park. The planting is a seasonal thing, so it's really a spring and autumn. The plan for Hutton Country Park is pretty big. It will be about 10,000 trees plus, I think. And we're not going to get round to doing that planting until the autumn, because you can't plant midsummer for obvious reasons. So later in the year, we'll plant Hutton Country Park. But actually, there's a few little smaller locations I want to do this spring, and there'll be other locations that we will do in the autumn and in the spring of 2023. So there's a whole plan of planting. It will add up to around about at least 20,000 trees in total just on our Brentwood Council's own land.
Yeah.
So I think probably the way to answer that, Michelle, is more details to follow, but we've already engaged with the public, and we need to go back to what we had a really great meeting at the town hall about 3 months ago, and we're actually communicating back to those attendees even as we speak, to talk to them about, here's our plan. Because to have a plan, it's all about, where are you going to plant? What are you going to plant? How many are you going to plant? And when are you going to plant them? And once you can communicate that to people, they can get involved. So we've got the plan. We just need to communicate it out. And as you say, Hutton Country Park will be one of our bigger sites that we'll do later this year. And we've already consulted with people on that last year, and that was a really good event.
Excellent. Well, it's great to speak to you again, and we'll be speaking to another member of the council next Friday, or is it every 2 weeks?
I don't know, actually. I'll find out, but you'll speak to somebody again this month, that's for certain.
Excellent. Lovely. Great. Well, happy New Year to you. Thanks very much for joining us, Chris. And all right. The details for what Chris has been talking about earlier, we will make sure that all the links are up on the website a little bit later.
Thanks, Michelle.
All right, have a good one. Thanks, Chris. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That was Chris Hossick there, leader of Brentwood Council, with this week's updates. And if you want to get involved with asking any questions to the council when they are next on, all you need to do is email radio@phoenixfm.com, and we'll put your questions to the council as well.